We're not, never not covered. Amen. Amen. Not only are we covered in the blood, not only are we covered in his sufficient sacrifice, but we covered in his prayers. We covered. All that is to do what? Draw us closer to him. Amen. To give him praise and glory. Not that we run off. No, but draw near to him. Draw near to him. Because if he loves us the way that he does, we can give him our burdens, can't we? We can cast those burdens upon him. He can carry what we can't carry. He can do what we can't do. So we give them to him. And that's the whole point of where James tells us and Paul tells us. Look in chapter 5. Look in chapter 5 of Romans. Watch how he says this. Romans 5. Look in verse number 1. Therefore, because we are justified, and we're justified by what? By faith, not what we do, but what he's done. We have peace with God through who? Through Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. We stand in this grace. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God, in the beauty of God, in the blessed hope of the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What's Titus 2:11 say? For the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us, grace bringing salvation, has appeared unto all men, teaching us to say no to ungodliness and worldly lust, and to say yes to righteousness, godliness, and sober living, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all lawlessness or iniquity and purify for himself his own peculiar people who are zealous for good works. That's the work of grace. And when we stand in that work, that's what grace is going to teach us. Simply to say yes to Jesus. It's going to teach us to look for Jesus. It's going to teach us to live for Jesus. Verse 3, Paul goes on to say, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. The word glory has the idea of what? What do we do? When you glory in something, what do? You rejoice. You celebrate. We can rejoice. Not the trouble that we're going through, but that trouble is working something in us. When we belong to Jesus, trouble is used by him to work something in us. Scripture says endurance or perseverance or patience. That's exactly what James said. Count it all joy, didn't he? When you enter into what? Various trials and troubles and testing. Count it all joy. Paul just said rejoice, glory in it. Not what you're actually going through, not the trouble. Nobody likes to rejoice over the trouble. It's over the fact that God's at work in your life to produce a perseverance, a patience in you. What happens when you're going through trouble? What do you normally do when you go through trouble? Worry. But when you do, when you start to worry, What's the next step that you do? What does people normally do when they're going through trouble? If they're worrying, what are they trying to do? What are they going to seek? Let's say people that don't have a relationship with God, what are they going to do when they're going through trouble? What's that? They're going to seek some sort of advice. They're going to try to seek a solution. They're going to try to seek a way to fix the trouble that they're going through. Well, the same applies to us. Now, the difference is we don't have to seek advice from an outside world to fix our troubles and our problems. What do we do when we go through the trouble? What should we do when we automatically start worrying? Like, when we start worrying, what has God told us about worry? What does fretting do? Fretting only causes harm, right? What does the scripture say? Be anxious for? Okay, so when I'm worrying, I also now have a revelation from God that says, Nick, you ought not to worry, because Jesus says, don't be anxious for this, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God to take care. So now I've got a revelation. When worry attacks me in the flesh and my flesh rises up, now I got a word from the Lord to operate on. And then I say, okay, well, if I'm not supposed to fret and worry, what do I need to do? I need to seek the Lord. And when I seek the Lord, I need to seek the Lord in faith. And when I seek the Lord in faith, God rewards me for seeking Him in faith. What does He reward me with? He rewards me with His counsel, His advice, His insight on how to deal with the problem that I'm facing. Doesn't mean He's got to fix the problem. I just know He's using the problem to make me more like Jesus. Amen? Why? Because the problem, the trouble, is working patience in me. And then patience is going to work what? Character. What does our passage say? A character. We know that word character simply means to be, the raw word means to be without wax, means to be authentic. What it boils down to, the more trouble you go through, the more you seek the Lord, the more answers you get from the Lord, operating by faith. You know what God's doing? He's cleaning us up. He's changing who we are from the inside. He's using the problems we're facing. He's using the trouble, but He's at work in us, and He's making us more pure. He's making us more authentic, that we're not a fake. We're not just claiming something that we don't have. We actually have solutions for troubles we're going through, and those solutions are reflections of Him, and those reflections of Him can be a help to people. And what He's doing to that is that this character then is establishing a hope that will not disappoint. This is a process that God not only puts us through one time, but that He consistently, continually, in a daily work, is putting us through situations that we don't have the answers for, to drive us to Him. Now, we don't like, how many of y'all like going through trouble? None of us like actually going through trouble. That'd be like somebody saying, I like riding through a major rainstorm and with rain coming down so hard you can't see in front of you. Nobody likes driving down the road that way, right? We're grateful, though, that we may have a vehicle that we're in, and we've got a safe vehicle, and we've got good windshield wiper blades, and we're able to ease on down the road on a good highway. We're thankful for that. We can do that. But nobody just slap dab enjoys going through a major thunderstorm out on a major highway in the middle of the rain. We just don't like going through that. But we know that eventually the rain's gonna stop. We're going to come out on the other side. We're going to get to where we're going. Well, problem, we know that God's using it. I don't rejoice over the problem. I rejoice that God's at work in my problem. Amen. That His presence is involved in my problem. And that's what I need. Amen? That's the idea. You count it all joy because you know He's getting involved. He's going to involve Himself into your trouble. Psalm 91. Go to Psalm 91. Let's look at it real quick before we go. Psalm 91. Y'all getting hot, or is it just me? Yeah, so that is such a good word to rest your life upon. Psalm 91. Now, the whole psalm, like all other psalms in the Word, is worth reading all the way through. The whole point is that we're making God our refuge. The safest place in all the world and the most dangerous place in all the world is under the wings of God Almighty. Doesn't matter where that may be, you're just under His protective wings. You find refuge in Him. He says in verse number 14, this would be the conclusion of how these things come together. I love the balance of all this because there's a tendency in our mind to say, well, if I make God my refuge, I make Him my confidence, I make Him my hope, I trust Him with every ounce of my being, that means He's going to keep me from trouble. Well, that thought process just sets you up for failure because that ain't how He works. He doesn't keep us from trouble. He delivers us through it. He brings us through it. Why? Because how many of y'all are still flawed in some aspects of your life? Amen. We all are. So the trouble, He's using it, His presence involved in it, to help us with some of these flaws that we have so that people can see a more authentic Him than they recognize the flaws in us. Not that we've got to cover the flaws up. We just be up and honest that God even uses all our flaws to bring glory to His name. We're clay vessels. We're cracked pots. That's just the way that He works. But verse 14 says this, because He, that would be the individual, the person that trusts me, has set His love upon me. That is, He has permanently set His love, His affection upon me. I have His affection. I have His love. He's rested it upon me. He set it upon me. Therefore, I will deliver Him. And that doesn't mean from, but that means what? Through. He says, I will set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Now watch this phrase. I will be with him where? In trouble. The presence of God. I will be with him in trouble. So when you set your love upon him, you set your trust upon him, he's your refuge, you're in the nest with him, you're covered under his wings, does not mean you're not going in the trouble. You're still going to go through trouble. I don't have to necessarily like the trouble, but I can glory in the trouble. I can rejoice in the trouble, and I can count it all joy. Why? God's going in the trouble with me. And because He's going in the trouble with me, He's going to shepherd me through the trouble. He's going to give me answers while I walk through the trouble, and that's going to produce a character in me. He's going to teach me patience, and that is going to come through going through the trouble, how to wait upon Him in His answers for life. He says, I will be with Him in trouble. I will deliver Him and honor Him. With long life, I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Now, we know as well as with Jesus, Jesus didn't live a very long life, but the life He lived, the quality of it was righteous. The quality of it was the quality of eternal life that He had. Some people don't live near as long as other people, but we want all the dynamic of our life to have the quality of eternal life attached to it. We want Him to enrich our lives with eternity. Amen? Amen. So, Karen, let's go back to that thought process again. What's the purpose? Laughing. Are y'all showstoppers? How can we count it all, Joe and Carolyn? Because God goes in the trouble. Have you ever been in trouble, Carolyn?
No, ma'am.
Never been in trouble?
No more attitude.
No more attitude. Yes. But have you been in trouble in the past where you've done some things you wasn't supposed to do?
That's a long story.
Long story. Mr. Billy, you've been in trouble before, hadn't you? Miss Barbara? Have you had to go through? Y'all are going through it right now. We're all going through situations right now that are not pleasant. Not just us physically, not just us in our everyday journey. Sometimes we've got to work with people that are unpleasant. Sometimes we've got to work with family members that are unpleasant. Sometimes we've got family members going through things we don't want them to have to go through. That becomes an issue with us, that are a challenge to go through. But God promises He will go through trouble with. Just let it out, Karen. Yeah, laughter is a good medicine. Yeah. Laugh at it. That's right. What does the scripture say? Scripture said Hannah laughed at her enemy because she rejoiced in God's salvation. Amen. Not in what one of these rugrats did, huh? All right. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Love you. Give you praise and glory. We thank you for the way you work, the way you work in our lives. Thank you for bringing us into faith with you, that we could walk with you, that you would walk with us and enter in the trouble with us, that you would deliver us from it, your presence abiding upon our life. Oh, the difference that it makes, and we just are eternally grateful, knowing that we don't have to go through anything alone, and we don't have to wonder if we're being interceded for. You always make intercession for us. We're just grateful that we have a flock and others that know us that are praying along with you, and you are speaking and praying through them for us as well. So we just give you the praise and the glory for it. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for leading us. And we just give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Love y'all.